Hang on just a second. Let me get my statement and then we can begin. Good afternoon. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have Chair Gary Harder, we have Nicole Cottle, and we have Kurt Creek. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you are a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear and then click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you'd like to make a comment during the public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality. A staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders in place, I'll turn the floor over to Chair Harder to conduct today's meeting.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Can you pop back over to the agenda real quick? Thank you very much. Hey, great seeing so many of you up yesterday for in Brigham City for the several things that were going on up there. It was a good day for MIDA overall. It's going to be great for the state and great for that area of the state up in Brigham City. All right. I think we obviously, Ashley just went through everybody who's here. So we're going to agenda item number two, review and approval of the October 30th, 2025 meeting minutes. They were sent out previously. They're on your screen as well. And I would look for an action from a board.
I'll motion to approve the.
Thanks, Kurt. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll
Thank you,
second. This is
Nicole.
Nicole.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any
Aye.
opposed? I'll rule that passes unanimously. We'll go down to agenda item number three, the consideration of resolution
Chairman
2020.
Harder.
Yes, sir.
Just sorry to interrupt you, but Carl McMillan just emailed saying he's trying to get on. So
Okay.
I believe he sits on this. So I just was making sure that if you wanted to pause or reach
We
back
can
on.
do that. We'd be happy to do that. And can Ashley, can you just monitor that when you see he's on?
Yeah, I don't see him in the waiting room, so I will communicate with him and try to get him on.
Okay, great. So thanks
Thank
for that.
you.
Thanks for that, Kurt. We'll just hold for a moment on that. I really thought, and I'll go back to yesterday, the comments. I really thought yesterday was great. It was a great MIDA meeting for the first what hour, 45, hour and a half prior to the energy announcements and everything up there as well. It's remarkable. Kurt, you did a tremendous job showing everything that's going on the west side. And then Jack with what they're doing over in Sky Ridge. And it really is just amazing to watch all the development for those of us who live up here and see it happening all the time as well. But I thought it was a good day. And even, Jason would say they didn't have much to report from Falcon Hill, but in essence, they really did have a lot to report as well. So, congratulations to everybody, the MIDA staff. I know you do this each and every day and you see it, but it's interesting for those of us who touch it. And certainly, Extel Kurt, you see it every day, but a number of the rest of us kind of step in every now and then and see stuff and see it continue to progress. So, appreciate the good work. Ashley, any update?
I just sent him his link. I don't see him
Okay.
yet, but I sent.
All right. We'll wait just a moment. Anybody have any general comments they want to make?
This is
Yep.
board member Krieg. I just want to say that I really think it's impressive with the manpower that MIDA has, all the initiatives that's going on in the state, everything from Falcon Hill to the new area being brought out from Brigham City to the MIDA project area up here in Wasatch, Sundance. It's really shows a testament to their mission and the possibilities of making Utah the best for the military, as well as, really an economic center for the nation.
I agree. And Ariana only really talked that one project yesterday down in Beaver. But if you want to talk all for the National Guard project area that we have, but if you want to talk some of those other ones as well, they're all kind of there's a couple of them are developing simultaneously, and then the others are going to wait for a little bit before
I
we do stuff there.
believe that's something like what 26 different
property
It
here,
is. Yeah, it is. It's a big number, Richard. There's no doubt about it.
yeah. I have to admit, I had the same thought as Senator Stevenson yesterday when Ariana said, yeah, the building was really old. It was built in the 50s.
Well, I turned to him as soon as she said that, and I said, Jerry, there's a
So
number of
was
us in
I.
this. There's a number of us in this room who are well beyond that. Kurt, I told the joke yesterday, or Jerry's told the thing I had told about the state bird. They often said that over in Germany. The state bird of Germany was the crane, because the time I was there, we were stationed there in the 80s and the 90s. Germany was just building like crazy. But there is a story kind of related to that. And Ashley just yelled at us when you see he's successful. There's a story related to that during the downturn when we had the Great Recession, down at City Creek. They were just building that, for those of us who all remember when the building was going on, and as well as the NSA facility, two $1 billion projects. And Lane Beatty, some of you might remember Lane, he was the CEO and president of the Salt Lake Chamber. He was also involved in the U.S. Chamber, on their executive committee. They were having an executive committee meeting up at Zions Bank, 18th floor, kind of overlooks that whole area, right down there. And a chamber president from one of the other big cities back east said, Lane, you know the difference between the cranes in your city and the cranes in my city? And they said, yeah, what is it? He said, your cranes move. Like, they were moving around. They had a lot of work going on, but the ones in his city, they were just idle because there was nothing going on. And I think it really just showed the things that we had going on in the state. We actually had three $1 billion projects at the same time. We had City Creek, we had the NSA, and there was an I-15 expansion. There were three $1 billion projects simultaneously in the construction area, the construction. With it, we did not. We experienced a downturn a little later than that, but not so much at that time. And it really fueled a lot of stuff ongoing, and it's certainly everything that's ongoing now with MITA and the missions up now with Falcon Hill really cranking. Certainly the MWR, everything at MRF going on, and then around the state, they're really going to have a lot to do in rural areas with those armories and the things we have going with National Guard. And then potentials that other installations that have been discussed as well. So it's a tremendous amount of work. All right. Well, we're gonna, any update, Ashley?
He asked me to send it by email and I did, and I haven't seen him join. We have a quorum, so we can proceed.
We'll just wait for him to, but we will invite him to join, but I want to drive on being respectful of the time as well. So Richard, are you taking number three?
I am.
Why don't you go ahead, and you can be slow so we can get caught up.
Well, that's good because this one involves a little more explanation than most.
Okay, go ahead.
So what's on the agenda today is a third amendment to the assessment ordinance. And you had a second amendment to the assessment ordinance, I believe, on the agenda just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
So they're not related. They're different parts of the project area, but just a little background. So this is an assessment bond that was done in 2020 through the PID. And an assessment bond, the property is essentially put up as collateral for the money that's borrowed, and each property has an assessment payment they have to make every year. Well, at the time that was done, it was before all the construction started. So there were just several large parcels of property, and that original assessment ordinance was written so that it could be amended going forward as the property was subdivided. And so the assessments would follow the subdivisions in their in its percentage kind of order. The one we have today is the biggest amendment we've made. It's primarily driven by Cormont,
Extel also has some property in here that we're making some adjustments to. And some of these we've been able to do through plat notes. So we haven't had to bring every single subdivision back to the PID board. But this is a couple that rise to the level of needing to come back to the board, along with just some general, let's include the ones we've already done through plat notes. I said Cormont's the primary driver. That's because Cormont's building or is in the process of platting about 360 or 380 condo units in the Cormont village. And we have a bit of a chicken and an egg here going on, by the way. So you were sent a copy of the assessment ordinance. And the old assessment ordinance used to be about 3 pages. This one is 43 pages. And that's because all of the new condos have to have their own individual tax ID number and their own assessment. We're subdividing down to the condo level now, so it's getting a lot more numerous in terms of who are we assessing. The chicken and the egg problem comes because the previous meeting, well, let me back up. The previous DRC meeting, from the one that almost interrupted this meeting, a month ago, there are three new buildings in Cormont that were platted. And that condo plat has not yet been recorded. It'll probably be recorded in the next week or so. We have a plat note ready for that subdivision plat that matches what we're doing in the ordinance today. But when you looked at that ordinance, if you scroll down through those pages, I'm sure you noticed that there were pages and pages of condos that did not have a tax ID number. That's because those have not been, that plat hasn't been recorded, so they don't have tax ID numbers yet. So our plan is, if this is approved today, the plat note works. They'll get their plat note, their plat recorded. As soon as we have those tax ID numbers, we will insert them into this new ordinance and record this ordinance. And the a resolution that approves this allows the staff to do that, allows the executive director to oversee that process of updating those notes. So that's what's going on here.
Carl, thanks for being able to joining us and getting on as well. I apologize for some of those technical things that we've been working through this afternoon as well, but glad to have you with us. Richard, can you, I mean, how many properties are we talking about with this one? You may have said it.
The condos, the Cormont condos themselves are somewhere in the 360 to, I don't remember the exact number, 360 to 380.
Okay.
It's 372 condominiums, but then you also have the parking that's subdivided as well, Richard. And then
Yeah.
you have the commercial space as well. Glenn's sitting next to me because he had troubles with the link as well, but he can get you the details if you need it. But I don't know if you need it for this meeting.
No, no, no,
Well,
no. I
the condos have assessments. The commercial does not. So that's one of the distinctions we're making here
Yeah.
is, yeah. So there is the we're taking what used to be just a big plot of dirt, and we're taking the assessment units that were on that and dividing them among the condos
Okay.
is essentially what's going on.
Richard, any unusual impact for the PID or for MIDA that we should be aware of before we take
No,
further action?
no. This it all works out to the same amount of assessments. It's just defining which pieces of property, what their portion of it is.
Okay. Any clarifying questions from board members on this for Richard? Carl, you may have some since you joined us just a tad late. He was just doing some of the preliminary. I was doing a song and dance act, waiting for you to get on as well. I was telling
If
stories.
I could add one more thing, Mr. Chair,
Yes, sir. Sure, Richard.
to a little other item. That is, this is all overseen by our bond counsel.
Okay.
So we work very closely with Gilmore Bell, our bond counsel, who we worked through to do that bond in the first place to make sure that we do this in the correct manner and we don't run afoul of any of the bond rules.
Okay,
And then we
thank you.
also have a consultant. It's LRB Financial Advisors, which is Laura Lewis, who works on our bonds. It's her firm. They have a person who does nothing but assessment bonds, and she's the person that tracks it all, sends out the assessment notices, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of this is actually done outside of MIDA.
Okay, great. Let me go back to the board. Does any the board members have any further clarifying questions or comments they want to make? All right. If not, let me come to the board for any proposed action.
I'll motion to approve the resolution 2025-10 as outlined on the agenda and as clarified by Richard.
Thank you, Kurt. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that. This is Carl.
Thank you, Carl. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? I will rule that that passes unanimously. Thank you, Richard, for all that. Appreciate the good work. Number four is turning it over to Heather for Executive Director.
Thank you. Sorry, if I turn on my video, my audio crashes on me. So you're stuck with a photo today. Just wanted to say thank you to Kurt for his presentation that he gave to the board yesterday. And I was just looking at our attendees here. It's everybody that's here was there yesterday and got to hear it. So I won't reiterate, other than it was just really awesome to be able to share with the group how much is taking place there in the project area right now. And also a shout out to our Mountain Village PID with the bonds that we have issued, because it truly has accelerated the construction that's happening right now, which is shortening up that time frame to get to that critical mass that we all really want to see and enjoy for the village area itself. So the only thing I could add, and I know Kurt touched on it, the Four Seasons, they are just about done with their footings and foundations, and we expect that their building permit will be issued here within the coming days. So they will continue on with that project there as well. So I don't know if Kurt wants to add anything to that, but that is everything that I have, unless there's questions for me.
No, thank you, Heather.
Go ahead, Kurt.
No, thank you, Heather. It was it's really moving along. It's with the possibility of the state and MIDA that we will see critical mass. I think that it was clear in the representation that the critical mass is really important to bring sustainability not only to the project itself, but to the region and the bonds outstanding. What I explained yesterday is there are certain thresholds of sales that occurred that really set the baseline and established it far above what the financing is around. And so for the MIDA board as well as this board, it's an important aspect. And then on top of that, we never forget the primary goal, all of us collectively, of the military. And I think you see that across all levels, whether it's the concierge or Deer Valley's commitment, the hotel rooms, and Mr. Moriarty visiting.
So we're doing a Zoom with him. He's going to be on Zoom on Friday when we do the salute to service. Is that, are
We
you participating? I'm
no,
sorry.
we will not have Mr. Moriarty in attendance.
Okay. I didn't, I meant Gary.
Oh, sorry.
I was talking Gary, not Moriarty. I'm sorry. I didn't clarify that. He was on the invite, Kurt. I didn't know if he was going to participate or not. I was just curious. We can
Let
talk
me.
that offline. We don't need to do that in this meeting. Sorry. With that. So thanks very much to Heather and to Kurt. Did any board members have anything else that they'd like to add? If not, I'll take one last motion.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn this, Carl.
Thank you, Carl. Second. Nicole, thank you for the second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Thank you. It's 3:49 and we're adjourned.